1-2-1 already on the phone right now is one of my favorite authors, Martin Duggard. The Long Run is his new book. Steve Prefontaine, Frank Shorter, Joan Benoit, Grace Waltz, and the decade that made the marathon cool, and he's on the phone now. Hey, Martin, congratulations. The book is in stores now.
Yeah, Mark, thanks very much. I've been done for about 6 months, so it's nice to finally have it out there.
Just so you know, this is our 10th interview. We hit the Big Ten.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Boy, that's pretty good. I must be writing a lot of books.
Did you go out running this morning?
You know what? When we get done here, I'm going to go run right now.
Being in California, you probably have to pick your times with the weather because it gets warm during the day.
Yeah, you know, right about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock is great. From like noon until 3 or 4, it gets a little warm.
Do you have trails around your house that you can run each day?
You know what? I've got a trailhead 500 meters from my front door, so it's just a quick 2 or 3 minutes. The next thing you know, I'm on a trail.
And how many miles do you do a day?
Not much. I used to do many, many more, but now I'm just like 4 or 5. So, I'm not the lightning fast guy that I used to be 30 years ago.
Didn't you run some marathons?
I run a lot of. I think I run about 20 marathons. I don't keep track, but just off the top of my head, I began running marathons. I ran my first one when I was 18, and so I run a bunch. I've run all the big ones. I run New York, Boston, L.A. I still haven't done Chicago or London, but that's coming.
I might have seen you in Boston then, because right at the beginning there in Hopkinton is where we used to hang out when we used to go to the marathon.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I ran the 100th Boston in 1996, and I haven't been back since. I'd love to run at least one more time.
And so you started running at 18. So you must have been a good high school student, not hanging out with the crazies, doing the drinking and the drugging.
No, none of that. I began running when I was about. 11 or 12, but I began competing in high school, and I competed in college as well. And after college, I went the marathon, triathlon, adventure racing, mountain biking route. Kind of a life of endurance sports, a little bit of drinking and no drugging.
So this book, normally we talk to you about the Taking series, or we talk to you about the O'Reilly books. So this is a little bit different. You're focusing just on running. Some of the big names: Steve Prefontaine, Frank Shorter, Joan Benoit, Greta?
Yeah, Greta Weitz.
Greta Weitz. That's right. I remember that name. What was the main thing you learned about these four and everything else as you researched and wrote the book?
Well, the thing about it is, because I've been a runner for a long time, and I also coach high school. I've been coaching high school every afternoon for the last 20 plus years. I thought I knew running kind of inside out. And what I learned is there are so many myths and so many misunderstandings within running that as I did my research and I was able to flesh out the stories, it was really, really neat to see, some of the truth behind these myths. And on top of that, I tried to write a book, as always, that's a page turner. I don't like boring history.
Yeah.
And even something like running, there's a lot of running how-to books out there and personal memoirs. I wanted to write something really exciting about the sport to bring people into it. And even if they're not a runner, that they could read it and really learn something exciting about the sport.
Now, what's your pre-running, situation like? I'm trying to think of a word here. Like, how do you stretch out for 20 minutes and then run for an hour, then cool down, or what's your
I should,
yeah.
Like, I make my teams do a couple warm-up laps, and they do about 15 minutes of drills. I pretty much just put my shoes on and put my shorts on, and just I start slow is what I do. I just head out the door, start with a slow trot. And then if I feel good that day, I might pick up the pace. If I'm not feeling it, I just stay slow and just enjoy the solitude and enjoy the trail.
Do you have your headphones in and listening to music?
I've never been a headphone guy. There's I kind of run to get away from things, you know, to clear my head. And especially if I'm writing, it's a really great way to solve a problem that you might have when you're working on a book, you know, a paragraph that doesn't work or a chapter that's not working. And so if I, you know, headphones or podcasts, all that kind of stuff, it's just a distraction. I like the quiet.
Yeah, podcasts don't work for me. I mean, I don't run, but when I used to go to the gym and I did the treadmill, I'd find the music, but I'd have to be like hard banging music just to get me going, and I'm singing and running to it in my head, and yeah, it's got to be like good fast music.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've got pump up music that I might play before I run, and it's got to be something that makes me want to get out there. You know, makes me want to get after it.
As far as the book goes, I'm curious about a couple of things that you can answer for me if you know. From a legal standpoint, and it's a great book, it's got a lot of cool pictures in it. Do you have to get permission to use these pictures from whoever took them? And on the front cover, you have pictures of the four runners. Do you have to get permission from them, or are they just like in the public record? I always wonder how this works with books.
Yeah, so the cover stuff, the publisher takes care of that. They design the cover and they pick the pictures out, and the runners themselves, those, if the image is of them, but it's taken by a photographer, so the photographer is compensated as part of the design. As for the pictures inside, I'm responsible for those, and yeah, I need to get permissions for all of them. And you know, a lot of those pictures cost a bit of money too, so that photo insert really is it's the one expense that it gives you, like when the book is done. You still have to do the photo insert and go out and research the photos, find the photos, and, you know, and get permission to put them in the book.
And as far as other people involved, did you reach out to... I'm going to be honest with you. I glanced through the book. I read some chapters here and there. I'm not a runner, so I didn't read the whole thing. I'm sorry. I'm being honest with you, but did you reach out to a lot of these runners and interview them and get their takes on things?
Yeah, everybody who's still alive was interviewed. And so, you kind of start reaching out to one person and they'll give you the number for another person. And it was kind of cool because some of these people, like, you know, Frank Short and Bill Rogers were, you know, my childhood heroes. So to talk to them and to hear their point of view and hear them talk about the sport and running and their passion for it was really cool.
And do you have someone that assists you in helping to find these people? And like you said, somebody might pass a phone number on, but you still have to find the first person and, you know, this person and that person.
You know what? Truth be told, when I first became a writer, when I was a freelancer, before I got into books and I was just doing magazines, what I wrote about running. And so, you know, I wrote for Runner's World back in the 80s and 90s, and I wrote for, you know, Competitor magazine. So I developed kind of a list of contacts. I know a lot of people within the running world, and I reached out to those people, and they were kind enough to help me. So, I do have an assistant, but she doesn't do the research or that kind of thing. She does my website. But so all this was me making use of personal contacts and kind of opening up some old friendships once again. It was really nice to touch bases with people I hadn't talked to in 20 or 30 years.
The book, The Long Run, is in stores now from Dutton. A bunch of cool reviews already. Publishers Weekly says it's the stories of the sport's biggest stars. Runners will be delighted. Des Linden, a Boston Marathon champion and a writer, says to best appreciate the current boom in distance running, it's necessary to peek back at history. Martin Duggett's The Long Run is an entertaining look at the roots of the sport, a celebration of the heroes, and a beautiful reminder that while distance running has always been the most popular sport, it's always been pretty dang cool. Chris Chavez, Amy Burefoot, a winner of the Boston Marathon as well, an Olympic bronze medalist, Dina Castor, they've all read some nice stuff about your books. Oh, this book, anyways.
Yeah. You know, again, too, it's to have people that I've looked up to and admired for so long say these nice things about the book was tremendously, you know, it was heartwarming. It makes me feel like I did good because, like I said, you know, I've been a historian for so long, and I've been a runner for so long, and to blend them into one narrative and to get that positive response from those people felt pretty good.
Now, how does that work? Do you have a list of people that you tell your publisher or your PR people, hey, they might be interested in this book? Do you want to send them a copy? Or do you just send them out yourself? Or how does that work as far as getting a copy to these people?
It's a little bit of both. You know, like Publishers Weekly and, you know, and Booklist, all that, that comes from the publisher.
Yeah.
They'll reach out to those people and send them a review copy. But, you know, Dez and Chris Chavez and all those people, I just kind of made a short list of people that I wanted to show the book to and get a blurb from, and everybody came through. I, you know, got one from Matt Wilpers from Peloton. I got, you know, a number of, you know, Grant Fisher, the 2-time Olympic medalist. All those people were really kind and actually took the time to read the entire book and say something nice for the cover. So it was really, really special.
Do you have a favorite marathon that you've run over the years, one that sticks out more than anything else?
I think New York would have to be it. I've run New York 3 times, and it's such a beautiful course because, you know, you go through all 5 boroughs, and you get to see all these different sides of the city you don't usually see if you're just going there on business or for tourist fun. And then to finish in Central Park when the leaves are changing, and you got a million people lining the route, it's really special. I mean, I like Boston too, but there's something about New York that really, you know, I connect with.
Are you doing any book signings or any online Zoom for people to check you out?
You know what? People can go to my website, martindugard.com, for a little bit of information. I'm doing a signing here in Orange County, California at the Aliso Viejo Barnes & Noble on Saturday the 20th. I want to see the 27th, you know, a week from Saturday. And then, you know, go to my socials, you know, Martin Dugard on Twitter and or X and on Instagram and Facebook. And a lot of information there, a lot of good stuff about the book.
What are you doing coming up next? Are you going back to the Taking series? What do you got planned for your next book?
You know, I'm taking a little bit of a break just because I don't know where I'm going next, because I could do another Taking book, but to tell you the truth, I had so much fun writing a history that was something a little bit more topical.
Yeah.
And it still had the same big characters, that I kind of would like to do at least one more of these before I go back to doing kind of straight history.
Well, this only went up into, what, the 70s and the 80s? So couldn't you continue it?
You know, that's an important point about the book. The cover makes it sound like it's just the 70s.
Oh.
But it really goes all the way to now.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a running boom in the 70s. There was another in the mid-90s. And there's a huge running boom going on right now. It's amazing the number of people that are running. You know, 1.1 million people signed up to run the London Marathon this year. I mean, it's really crazy. We're in the middle of a huge running boom right now. And so, you know, the latter part of the book talks about that boom, talks about where we are and, you know, the crazy shoes people are wearing now and the number of people that, you know, take up running as a social outlet. You know, they call running the new dating app because so many people meet now just to run and get together with a potential girlfriend or boyfriend.
Did you ever, you said you started running at a young age, did you ever have dreams of trying out for the Olympics?
I had huge dreams of trying out for the Olympics, but I didn't have the talent.
So,
you know, I it's just one of those things where it's amazing the discipline you've got to have to be a runner in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And when I was, you know, and back when I graduated from college, there was really no money in running. So people pretty much just finished college and stopped competing. And it's different right now. People can make a living off of running. And so I think if I was a runner, a college runner right now, I'd probably try to see, you know, if I could take a year or two after college and make the Olympics. But I just didn't have the patience or the inclination at that time to do it, even though that was my lifelong dream.
Well, The Long Run is in stores now. It's a great look at the history of running, marathons, people. Before I let you go, how's your wife and kids? Everything good?
Everything's good. Yeah, we're good. Kids are all grown up now. And so, you know, living here in sunny California, it's never a bad day.
Unless you get an earthquake.
Or a fire.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens.
Well, Martin, so is
it. So, hey, 10 times. Yeah.
Yeah, 10 times. First the O'Reilly books and then on your own.
I'm looking forward to the 11th.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not like SNL. I don't have any special coats or anything.
All right. Well, if you do get one, I send one my way.
I will. All right, man. Always a pleasure talking to you. Go have your run, cool down, and come home and take a cold shower.
All right. Hey, Mark. Hey, always great talking to you.
You too, man. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.